This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The parasha starts off with Paro dreaming that he was standing by the Nile River, and suddenly seven cows emerged that were Yefois Mare Uvriyois Basar, good-looking ones, and ones with healthy flesh. Rashi explains that the interpretation of the fact that the cows were Yefois Mare is that during the 7 years of plenty, people will be Nirois Yofois Zu Lazu. They will view each other positively. She'ein Ayin Beriot Tzora Bechaverta. People will not be envious of each other. That is the interpretation of the Yefois Mare in Paro's dream. And the Maskil David asks, Kvar Kodmu Rabbeinu Yosef HaTzadik Lifter Chalon Paro. Didn't Yosef precede Rashi in interpreting Paro's dreams? Why is Rashi telling us the interpretation on Yefois Mare? Leave the interpretation to Yosef. What is Rashi adding here? Maskil David beautifully explains that in Parashas Vayetze, Rachel is described as Yefas Toyar Vifas Mare. And Rashi explains the difference between Yefas Toyar and Yefas Mare. Yefas Toyar means the shape of the features, beautiful features. And Yefas Mare is referring to the shine of the face, a beautiful shine. Regarding an animal, the description of Yefois Toyar could make sense. The animal had a good form, it was strong, it was lean, it was Yefois Toyar. However, to say an animal is Yefois Mare is a bit odd. One does not typically describe an animal by its luster, but rather by its form. Therefore, when Paro dreamt that the cows were Yefois Mare, he was a bit embarrassed to relate this point to Yosef. That is why when Paro relates the dream to Yosef, he changes the description of the cows from Yefois Mare to Yefois Toyar. If you look later in the parasha when Paro relates the dream to Yosef, in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, he says that the cows were Briyos Basar Yefois Toyar, thinking that he would be mocked if he would have said that the cows were Yefois Mare. And that is why he switched it from Yefois Mare to Yefois Toyar. Now Yosef interpreted the dreams based on what Paro told him. So Yosef only interpreted Yefois Toyar and not Yefois Mare. That is what Rashi is coming to tell us. Because what actually was the interpretation of Yefois Mare? Rashi tells us that the Yefois Mare is coming to teach us that during the 7 years of good, Habriyos Nirois Yefois Zulazu, the Ein Ayin Beria Tzora Bechaverta. Rashi interprets the part of the dream which Yosef did not. However, others learn just the opposite, that Yosef only interpreted the dreams according to the way that Paro dreamt it, and not according to the way that Paro related the dreams to him. For example, by the dream it says that Paro was standing al hayar, v'hine oimed al hayar. However, when Paro relates the dream to Yosef, he says, hineni oimed al sifas hayar. Yosef only interpreted al hayar, but not al sifas hayar, because sifas hayar was not part of Paro's dream. It was made up by Paro. And with this, Rav Meir Shapiro and the Paradis Yosef explain the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Aleph, which is also the Shir Shel Yoim on every Thursday, where the Pasuk says over there, Eidus Bihi Yosef, Samoi B'tzeisai Al Eretz Mitzrayim, Sfas Lo Yodati Eshma. And the Paradis Yosef explains, Eidus Bihi Yosef. What was the Eidus? What was the proof to Paro about Yosef? Samoi B'tzeisai Al Eretz Mitzrayim. That made Paro think that Yosef is the one to be placed and to lead the land of Mitzrayim. And the answer to that is, Sfas Lo Yodati Eshma. Sfas, the word Sfas, Sfas HaYaor in the dream. Eshma, that I heard from Paro. Lo Yodati, Yosef says, I don't know what it means. It's not part of the dream. And because of that, Paro knew that Yosef should be placed on the land of Mitzrayim. Paro was testing Yosef, so he threw in the extra word Sfas HaYaor. And when Yosef said, Sfas Lo Yodati Eshma, I don't know what Sfas is in your dream, that was proof, that was Eidus, Bihi Yosef, Somai El Eretz Mitzrayim. That was proof to Paro to place Yosef over the land of Mitzrayim. Not only was he able to interpret the dreams, but he also knew what was part of the dream and what was made up by Paro. The second Dvar Torah for this week is related to Hanukkah. The Mefarshim ask, regarding Purim, we have a Megillah, Megillas Esther, which recounts the miracles that happened on Purim. Why don't we also have a Megillah for Hanukkah, which recounts the miracles, how a small group of Jews overcame the powerful Greek army? Why only Megillas Esther and not a Megillah for Hanukkah? Rabbi Yosef Ashkenazi, in his introduction to his Sefer Yosef Lekach on Megillas Esther, answers, on Hanukkah the miracles were obvious. As we say in Al-Anisim, Mosarta giborim biad chaloshim virabim biad meatim. The strong were defeated by the weak, and the many were defeated by the few. And as Rashi says in Parashas Vezos HaBrocha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lefi Shehoyu Muatim, because the Bnei Chashmonai were few, Yud Beis Bnei Chashmonai Velozor, 12 Bnei Chashmonai and Elozor, totaling 13 people, Keneged Kama Revovois, going against many tens of thousands of Greeks. The miracle was evident, therefore there was no need for a Megillah. However, with regard to the Nes of Purim, the miracles were hidden. As Rashi says in Masechtas Chulin, Bimei Esther Yia Hester Ponim. In the days of Esther, the miracles will occur hidden behind a mask of natural events. However, if one looks closely, he will see that the Yad Hashem orchestrated all these events to happen in order to save the Jewish nation. That is why on Purim we need a Megillah in order to publicize the Yad Hashem, which was not as evident as it was by the Nes of Chanukah. Another teretz given, why there is no Megillah on Chanukah, is because the Chof Dalet Sfarim that make up Tanakh all had to be written b'nevuah. And since the Nes of Purim happened during the period between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni during Golas Bavel, when there still existed nevuah, therefore Megillas Esther was able to be written b'nevuah. However, the Nes Chanukah happened later, during Bayis Sheni, where there wasn't any nevuah anymore. Therefore, since a Sefer could not be written without nevuah, a Megillah was not written for Chanukah. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says yet another teretz on this question. He says that there was a Kabbalah that there will only be 24 Sfarim written in Tanakh. And once Megillas Esther was written, which was number 24, no further Sfarim could be added. We know that the name Chanukah comes from the words Chanu Chafei. They rested from the war against the Greeks on Chafei Bekislev. Rabbi Yosef Chaim adds that Chanu Chafei can also mean they rested when they reached the 25th book. The cap was 24, and Chanu Chafei, they could not add another sefer. However, in the name of Chanukah, we do see a remez to all the previous 24 Sfarim. Chanukah is spelled Ches Nun Vav Chafei. Ches Nun stands for Ches Nevi'im, the 8 Sifrei Nevi'im. Vav Chaf stands for Vav Ksuvim, the 6 Sifrei Ksuvim. And Hey stands for the Chomesh Megillos and the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Although no additional Sefer was able to be added, and therefore Chanukah could not have its own Megillah, all the previous Chaf Dalet Sfarim are hinted to in the name of Chanukah.